When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wole, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ray Jeezy. What's going on, Ray Jeezy? Also, you can check us out at www.urbansportsscene.com. What's going on, Ray Jeezy?
Hey, brother. I'm good. I'm ready for the NBA playoffs. I'm not quite ready for the show, though. I got chip bags in the way.
I know we gotta
read the particulars, and I'm trying to find it, brother. So be patient with me. But I am excited for the NBA playoffs. I'm excited for this show. And everybody that's pulling up is just dope to do this with us midday, no doubt.
You ain't lying about that. Have you been into the playing tournament?
How we feel about the playing tournament.
It's and wild, it, yeah. It's
so funny because you got the Lakers hat on. I know you're a Lakers fan. And the Lakers won the in-season tournament. What does that even mean right now?
I don't know. What does it mean? What does it really mean?
So all these tournaments during the season, I'm just like, meh. You know what I'm saying? But I guess I can't hate, you know what I'm saying, because
the NBA is trying.
They're trying to market.
Why can't you hate?
But at least they beat the Pelicans. Everybody thought they were going to try to duck that Denver Nuggets smoke, but they didn't. So much respect to the Lakers, and I hope AD comes to play in the playoffs. That's all I'm going to say.
I was hoping they duck that smoke. But if y'all ain't paying, I was hoping they would.
You crazy.
I'm serious. But if y'all late to the game, man, this is our NBA playoffs preview special. But yeah, like this, you know, we normally don't air in the afternoon, but you know what, we're like, the NBA playoffs, the official playoffs are over the weekend. There's some big games today. I don't know how to call it. Like, there's games tonight, but I don't know how to like even spin that. Like, is that the playoffs? Does that count? Does it? I'm asking you, does that count, Ray? Like, I'm just trying to like
no. Nah, it doesn't. It goes back to, you know, a bet that I made years ago that the Wizards would make the playoffs when Russ, I guess that was his one season, Russell Westbrook, season in Washington, and they made the play. And I'm like, all right, I won a bet, right? And the folks I was betting was like, no, this is not the playoffs. This is the play-in. Luckily, they ended up making the playoffs because they beat the Hornets, of course, after losing to Boston. So I still won the bet regardless. But the play-in is not the playoffs. It's the play-in tournament. Trae Young didn't make the playoffs. Just saying.
No,
that's
comment.
That's my guy too.
No comment. I know what you meant by that. So I'm just saying no
I'm
comment.
I'm talking about myself, bro. I'm talking about. I'm talking about the real Trae Young, bro. I don't even look like Trae Young. But anyway,
I know. I didn't say you did. But it's that's been trending, for the last couple. You know, bro. It's been trending. All right, man. You mentioned the particulars, man. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Just search the Urban Sports. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to our Urban Sports and YouTube channel. Also, hit the like button if you're watching this video. So make sure you do that.
Absolutely. Hit us up on X. I know some of you don't like to call it that, or Twitter, whatever you want to say. Tweet us at Urban Sports Scene. Also, like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Hit us up on IG as well, also at Urban Sports Scene.
Join our Urban Sports Team. I'm about to say, you can't. You have me let it. I thought I messed up.
Urban Sports Team sports bloggers, sports podcasters, and sports debates. My bad. I told you I wasn't ready.
Don't worry, man. I was about to pick up for you, but I didn't know. I was like, wait a minute. Am I supposed to handle this? Anyway, hey.
Nah, I appreciate also, you went for the rebound. I still got it, though.
All right. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here's what we have on tap. We are going, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to preview the NBA playoffs with our special guests. But let's not wait on that. Right now, we got, I think he's in the queue yet. Right now, we got, let me introduce my man, Just Blaze, a.k.a. Just from the Above the Rim podcast. What's going on, Just?
Yes, sir.
What's good, my brother? What's good, fellas? How y'all living, man? How's everybody?
Everybody good, man. How about yourself, bro?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. I can't complain at all. I just had to scarf down my meal real quick because I recognized the time, and I was like, oh, shit, it's an early show today. I'm like, oh, damn.
My man Ray was doing the same thing, man. He was doing the same
thing. Hey, I feel your pain. I don't know if I'm frozen or not. You know how the internet works.
No, you good.
But I'm good. But you know what's funny? Last time I was on with you, bro, you said you did not believe in the Timberwolves. I was like, oh, my man, I cursed the Timberwolves to be decent this season.
I will admit I was very wrong about the Timberwolves. I will admit. I'm not going to lie. Oh, no. A lot of people came up to me and said, they'd be like, damn, you, in your rankings, you had them low. And
what
I
was
did.
This? This was the beginning of the season?
Yeah, beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I had them rankings. I think I had them ranked like 9th or 10th. I think I had them ranked in the West. So I was definitely wrong on that. I'm not going to lie. It's because Rudy Gobert. I got no faith in Rudy Gobert. So.
I mean, who does, though? I mean, real talk.
I still don't. So I mean, that's what it is, man. How do I look? Am I good, fellas? I'm not freezing or anything like that. I'm
sure. No, you cool. You cool for me. Right. You cool with me.
All right, cool. But yeah, fellas, I'm ready to get into this NBA action, fellas.
Let's
appreciate
get it.
As always, like I said.
Oh, let's get right to it, then, my man. All right. So first off, right now we're talking about in general, what is your excitement level of the NBA playoffs?
I feel like that's a trick question right there. I'm excited because I'm an NBA fan for the playoffs, but for some reason, this playoffs feels a little off to me. You know, like the excitement level for me personally is a little bit lower, but you know, I'm still basketball all day, every day. You know, I'm watching regardless, I'm analyzing regardless, but I mean, like, it's a different level of just watching it. You know, because you have to cover it and shit like that, and watching it just like as a fan, if you're excited about it, and you know, this one is a little less exciting. I'm not gonna lie, but I love the parity of the playoffs. That's something I'm excited about because it could be quite a few different champions coming out this playoff race. So that's one thing that does excite me about it. So I'll say that.
Ray and I, we talked about this earlier too. The playing games have they done anything for you
this year or all time?
This year. Like having Golden State not in there.
I was mad at the Warriors lost. That shit, like that kind of. I'm not gonna lie, I was actually pissed at the end of that game. I'm like sitting like, y'all really about to lose to these dudes? You really about to lose to the Kings with no Malik Monk at that?
At that?
Like, come on, like that. That was so. It kind of. It was terrible. Like, I'll put it like this. I'd rather the Warriors play the Thunder in the first round as opposed to the Kings, which I think will win this next playoff game.
Yeah.
And I think the Thunder probably will mop the floor with the Kings, if I'll be honest. I think so. But with the Warriors, I feel like it would have been a much better series. But I'm not mad at Lakers Nuggets, I like.
I'm kind of mad at it. But
yeah. Right. You didn't want to play the Nuggets?
Not, hell no. I want to lose. I want to lose the first game.
My man Just is an NBA enthusiast, and he's not enthused about the playoffs. It's called the Caitlin Clark effect. That's all everybody's talking about. It's had an effect on the playoffs. That's crazy.
Man, I don't know. I mean, I'm still enthused about it. I'm just like something. I feel like something is a little off. I don't know what it is. I can't pinpoint. Pinpoint exactly what it is. But like, I guess you know what it is. I feel like there's no rivalries in this playoffs right now, or maybe the lack of rivalry. The only one is technically Lakers Nuggets, really. Like,
is that really a rivalry? That's like real one sided.
That's what I'm saying. It's not even a real rivalry. Like,
maybe Boston Philly, maybe.
That's one sided too.
Though, but
that's a one sided game too.
But,
That's what I'm saying. They're not playing each other. A lot of injuries, and those teams are not playing each other. Like Knicks, Philly is not really like no real rivalry. There was one in the past, but this new generation Knicks, new generation 76ers. It's not really a rivalry like that. There's no like bad blood between the team. We know what a real rivalry is. Some type of bad blood. At least two teams hate each other. At least the Warriors Kings, you see, they had electricity to that game.
They did though. They did.
It was a lot of electricity. Like that game was the game in itself, other than the blowout, was pretty good because there was a lot of energy, a lot of intensity in that game. But some of these games, I'm like, I don't know. Like Thunder Kings, there's nothing there. That's just gonna be a regular season game with a lot more fans in attendance. Like Lakers Nuggets, who else? T-Wolves Suns. Really? Not really a rivalry, but they talk like a bit of shit, but it's not my there's no history between these guys like that.
That's right, because Cat and Booker are friends, so
exactly. And Anthony Edwards did a little shit talking to
with Bradley Beal.
But that's nothing. You know what I mean? That's nothing to like. What's the other matchup? 4-5. Maybe the Clippers and Mavs have smoke, but it's not that they hate each other or they don't like each other. It's like a basketball.
That's right. Because Luka owns
them. They played each other three times. Yeah.
Luka owns them. That's what it is. Luka owns the Clippers.
Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about that series. What y'all think about that series, fellas? What do you think about Mavs? If I'm jumping the gun,
though. No, you good, bro. This is good. No, we're talking. Yeah. We like organic stuff. You already know what time it is.
Yes. Let's talk about that series.
So I like Dallas. It depends what Paul George you go. I mean, not Paul George. Which Kawhi is Kawhi was fully really healthy. For this series, but I just think that to the track record, Luka owns the Clippers. And I think Kyrie's on one, to be real with you. I just think that he's a motivated dude. I just feel like that tandem is very scary in this postseason.
It is. So let me ask y'all this. Ray, you can answer this first. Who's guarding Luka? Who's guarding Kyrie for the Clippers? Because that's what I was talking about with one of my homeboys when I was talking about the series. That's the key to me. If you're Ty Lue, who's guarding Luka? Who's guarding Kyrie? Series pretty much majority of the series.
I mean, like that question. PG has the guard Luka, right? Am I tripping? Like, who else do you have? I don't know. I think.
You know what? I think Ray's right. The only reason I say that, I think Kawhi would do a better job against Luka, but also I think that I do agree with right now. I think Luka can get Kawhi in foul trouble. I'd rather have Paul George in foul trouble than Kawhi. Because Luka likes to flop.
But if you're saying he's going to be in foul trouble, then you're saying that he can't guard him. Because
he's a flop. That's all. I'm not saying he can't guard him. Luka's going to do things so he can get fouled.
So, true indeed. You know what I mean? Do you think Paul George can guard him? Do you trust Paul George?
I trust him. Really? I trust him to be in front of him. But I know that Luka's crafty enough to get fouled. Like, it's just like there's certain folks I feel like can make James Harden's life a living hell. But he knows how to get fouled. Like, I wouldn't want to put, my star offensive player on even though he can play defense, on a James Harden. Because I know he can draw fouls. You know what I mean? Like, so it gets to a point where not about him actually guarding him. I just don't want to see Kawhi in foul trouble.
So let me throw one more out there to you guys in addition to that. So with Paul George guarding him, right, do you trust Paul George to limit Luka enough to be the same production as Kawhi?
I think he could force him into tough shots. Like, remember even that game winner that Dame hit over Paul George when Paul George was in OKC? It was a tough shot. Paul George played excellent defense. I think Paul George just has the experience. He's played against prime LeBron. He's played against LA LeBron. He's played in big time games. He played against prime Dame. I just feel like Paul George just had the mentality, and he has the want. Like, Paul George wants to win. I believe that wholeheartedly, man. He comes to play every night. I just think, you know, Wole, we've interviewed him in the locker room before. He just has that kind of Kobe mentality. Like, he takes the game serious. He doesn't take nights off. I'm not saying he's going to necessarily stop Luka. Nobody can. But in terms of forcing him to tough shots, getting him frustrated, causing him to complain to the refs, which everybody knows he does and hates.
Oh, he does that too much.
I would trust Paul George. Kawhi doesn't have the demeanor in my eyes, and I don't think he's healthy enough to do so. And if I'm going to pick one to go off, I'll let Kyrie go off, because to me, Luka, he's not going to get cold as fast as Kyrie could. Kyrie's tricky to me. You know what I'm saying? So, and Kyrie's a little undersized. You got an angry Russell Westbrook coming off the bench who, just that alone, he might have the grit to, slow down Kyrie.
I think Kyrie's a problem regardless. I don't really...
He's a matchup nightmare for anybody.
I just feel like Kyrie... And he's off. That's definitely just on him. Like, I don't think a defender is going to really bother Kyrie just because of what he brings to the table with his handle, his mid-range. I think if he's off, it's probably a three ball that is off, but I think his mid-range is pretty consistent as it can be.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I just feel like whatever he wants to settle for, that's what he settles for. But I just think that he's a tough guard. He's a tough cover regardless. I just feel like he's been on a nice little tear of late in terms of how he's played with Luka. I've been really impressed with how they play together.
They've been much better lately.
Yeah.
Best team since the All-Star break, really.
Really. You know what I mean? And the teams they beat and how competitive they've been. I just feel like Kyrie, it's a tough, but again, like to be real with you, the Clippers were playing such good ball not too long ago where they look like the best team in the NBA. So it's just like, you don't know what Clippers team you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? So if they're going good, the Clippers are arguably, maybe the third favorites to win the championship if they're going good.
And that's my point, bro. I don't question Paul George or Westbrook and what they're going to bring to the table every night. Yeah. But Harden, we don't know.
I forgot about James Harden. I'm geeking.
And then Kawhi.
I was getting ready to bring that up.
Yeah.
But if Harden's motivated, he's distributing offensively, he's going to be an issue. So maybe he can, like Taj is pointing out in the comments, if he can give Kyrie, let's say, 25, 10 assists, Kyrie's going to have to work more defense, which he doesn't play the best defense, as we all know. Mm-hmm. I think that could impact him offensively, man. I like the Clippers, really, in this series if they come to play. But like you said, what Clippers team are we going to get, and how healthy are they going to be?
So what about Harden, Jess?
Well, I was going to say, I'll add this too. The Clippers, in my opinion, they can beat the Mavericks more ways than the Mavericks can beat them.
I agree.
A different variety of ways. But the way the Mavericks can beat you is more overwhelming than the ways that the Clippers can beat you. You know what I mean? Like with the Luka attack, with the Kyrie attack, that can be more overwhelming than the variety of ways that the Clippers can beat you. With, you know, it's Kawhi for a couple of possessions. It's Paul George for a couple of possessions. It's Russell Westbrook bringing his energy for a couple of possessions. And then it could be James Harden just distributing his two-man game, you know. But the Mavericks, everybody knows what they're going to do. You know the game plan. The problem is, it's so overwhelming. Can you stop it? Because he can individually get 40, 45 without breaking a sweat, Luka, every night in this entire series. And we've seen him do it. That's different. It's not like we're guessing he can do that against the Clippers. He has already done this against this exact Clippers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So he knows how they will defend him. There's no real secrets in this series. There's no real surprises except some different schematic things that Ty Lue can do. But we're really going to see how both teams can adjust a little bit in the series. And like you said, which James Harden are we getting? I don't know. Are we going to get passive James Harden? Or are we going to get aggressive James Harden? Which James Harden are we going to get? We know it's a lot easier on him right now being the third, fourth option. This is what James Harden wants, to be honest. He wants to be the third option, the fourth option. So if we lose, it's not really my fault. But if we win, my stats look solid. My stats look 20-10. They can be like, damn, James Harden. You know, James Harden is a stat merchant, if we're being honest right here. So, it's about the perception with James Harden.
I wanted to ask you this real quick. Yeah. Remember after the Celtics swept the Nets, when Kyrie was still a member of the Nets, and Jason Tatum said after that series, we were going to let KD and Kyrie get theirs, but we weren't going to let the other guys beat us. And that's kind of what they did. Marcus Smart, great defender, but he couldn't stop Kyrie. Couldn't stop him. Mm-hmm. But yet, nobody else is able to fill that scoring void, that third option, so to speak. Could the Clippers take sort of that approach, even though the Mavericks overall are more, you know, well-rounded team? You got Tim Hardaway, of course, who he's an excellent, you know, on-ball defender, and he can shoot the three ball. I don't know though if they have enough firepower. They got Lively. I like him as well, but I don't know.
I like Lively. Firepower. I do like Lively.
I like Lively too.
I do like Lively
but
a lot.
But do you think that's enough, or should you say let these two guys get off, but nobody else is gonna beat us?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's gonna be interesting to see how they adjust, man.
I do want to read what Ty said earlier. He said Dallas will be a tough team this year because of the defensive people they added. Also, he added the Clippers are scary, but they have to be the moodiest team in the playoffs.
Hey, they got somebody from Washington on their team. That's always a good thing. When you get a Washington Wizard on your team, that means you might go win a chip, bro.
Oh, you're talking about Gafford. I forgot you said Gafford.
Daniel Gafford. Yeah,
he's balling.
That's Ben Wallace.
Gafford was the steal of the deadline. He was the best trade at the NBA deadline and was the steal at the deadline. I said it a bunch of times on my show. Gafford is the perfect big man for Luka. Perfect big man. He wants nothing to do with the ball in his hands at all. I only want it if it's thrown to me as a lob. That's the only time I want to touch the rock. Other than that, I'm happy with setting screens. I'm happy with running the floor. I'm happy with blocking shots. I'm happy with rebounding. He's the perfect big man for a chuck like Luka. You know, he's going to pass when he wants.
Perfect big man, Taj. Daniel Gafford.
I agree. For Luka, yes. Not for the Wizards.
hey, come on, bro. You got
don't let me get started with your boys with Kuzma on Twitter talking about what's the good brunch spot. Talking about where's the brunch spots in DC. Hey, yo, if you don't get in the gym, I'm saying like, yo, what is this guy asking for brunch spot?
Hey man, he like being the star of the city, bro. I keep trying to tell that's what he like, man. He like being the star.
Hey, hold up. Don't do that though, Jess. He does that all year. He in the beginning of the season, they were losing every game. He's like, we're the best mumbo sauce at in the city. We're the best wings at. The brother likes to eat, man. He's out there. At least he's in the streets. You know,
I like Kuz, man.
He's not Andre Blatch and that crew because they were partying heavy. You know, they was making it rain.
Yeah, JaVale McGee, Andre Blatch, yeah. Man.
When they were young boys, it's Friday night. Kuz is in Rose Bowl tonight. Kuz is in the Rose Bowl tonight. He in a Rose Bowl tonight. It's Friday night.
I shouldn't have brought up the Wizards. That's my fault.
He in a Rose Bowl tonight. That's John Wall's backyard, the Rose Bowl.
Man,
John Wall's
backyard.
He had the Rose Bowl jersey, bro. That's retired.
Todd is right. That was a bat signal to the ladies. Hell yeah, you're right. That was. Where the brunch spots at. Where the brunch spots.
Wole can help it. Wole's that dude, man. Wole,
chill out, dude.
No, you're a brunch guy, right? You're a brunch guy.
Oh, Wole, dude, I'll be out, man. I can't get ready enough to be brunch.
He be loving brunch and hookah over here.
I'll do some hookah.
You got Wole, yo. He loving some hookah and brunch. I be seeing, son. I be seeing, yo.
Hey, yo, that's hilarious. Yeah, I do love my hookah. I ain't gonna hold you.
He said Sunday brunch was already off the hook. Yeah, everybody know about it. Ask Admiral Schofield. Go back to my old rookie interview. He's like, where the brunch? He's like, brunch is amazing.
Oh, he did.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, they do got some good brunch spots over there. I can't hold you.
Hey, speaking of brunch, though, we can transition a bit. My man Zion, you know, he hit a couple brunch spots in his career, but unfortunately, he's
speaking
out tonight.
Of brunch.
Yeah. He's out tonight. New Orleans, they're trying to get into the playoffs, taking on the Kings. Who you like in that matchup, bro?
Oh, I gotta go with the Kings. Gotta go with the Kings. Yeah, I think they will win and they should win. I mean, there should be no reason that they do lose this game other than it's in New Orleans, right? I believe.
Yeah, it's New Orleans.
Yeah,
it's in New Orleans, but that shouldn't matter to Sacramento because they Pelicans are wounded right now. They're extremely wounded. Zion, you know, it's a lot of so his injury looks suspect too. If I might add, it was a real weird stop and play and he just slapping the bench. And then walked off. I'm like, what's really happened? Then he saw his chick, Mariah Mills, making videos, laughing at the dude. I'm like, yo, Zion, you need to get that shit in order. She put some voodoo on him, man. She put something on him. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, listen, that's funny you said that because a lot of people they've been posting the same thing. Go ahead, bro. My bad.
It's true. No, it's true. Yeah, I believe so. But the game tonight, Kings should win this game. I think they should win it pretty. I wouldn't say pretty easily, but they should win it by a comfortable, you know, 5-point margin. I would give it to the Kings tonight. They should win that game.
Harrison Barnes, to me, is the most key player for the Kings. He's the most consistent, that veteran championship. Just,
yes.
mentality he brings to the table. I like De'Aaron Fox, I like Sabonis. I just feel like when they need a bucket, Harrison Barnes is always that person that if they're going to score and draw, he can get it. All the dribble, yeah. All shooting that day. I mean,
I like Keegan Murray aggressiveness. I thought that was different.
He's a hooper.
That was different than what I saw from him. I mean, last year, and it, even when Monk was there, I'd never seen him that aggressive. Like it seemed like he was searching for a shot, not just ready to shoot the three, but he was trying to do a lot more. I was real impressed with how he played against the Warriors. I don't know, maybe he was like I gotta go against my light skinned brothers type of thing, but he was going at Stephen and whatnot. Like I felt like that was Civil War.
Yeah, he was going at him, but and you know he was doing the damn thing too.
There was no fair.
And then if you saw in the post game, he was like, "Yeah, you know what's hooping against Steph tonight? That's why I'm rocking my Curry tonight, rocking my Curry, putting in work." I'm like, "Damn, you go ahead, D Fox. Can't hate on you, man. He's been excellent. I'll give him that. He's been excellent, and the Kings have been excellent as a whole. That was a big time win."
I'm interested to see how like you said though, you know, them playing. It's easy after you beat the Warriors to feel confident going into New Orleans, knowing that you're not going to go against Zion. But New Orleans, the scary thing about New Orleans, one thing, I mean, they are playing at home. That's a scary thing. And secondly, actually a couple of reasons. You got CJ McCollum, you got Brandon Ingram, which I thought was weird that they didn't even go back to them during the stretch of that Lakers game. But I know that the bench was rocking. Those guys were rocking, so that he wanted to stay. Willie Green wanted to stay with the hot unit, but it's Brandon Ingram. It's like, this is one of the guys that's supposed to be one of your franchise players. So I wonder,
he doesn't look healthy at all.
Would y'all say that he plays better when Zion is out? They don't seem like they play well together.
I think they do. I think he plays better when he's out.
CJ McCollum played so bad in that Lakers game. I feel like he's due for a big night, and he's such a to me, just a good veteran leader on the team that I don't see him having back to back bad games.
Yeah, I think Woj just tweeted out, your Wizards, they let go a bunch of staff members or something like that.
Oh, for real?
I guess.
They're going to brunch. Everybody hitting up brunch.
Hitting up brunch, man. Yeah.
Interim head coach Brian Keith remains with the franchise.
He did, but he's not going to be the coach.
He did. Yeah.
Heck no.
It just says remains with the franchise.
Oh, I think he deserves an interview. He's done a good job with the young players. Yeah. I'll give him some credit. He has.
Yeah, they said that front office is starting a formal search that will include Keith as a candidate for the full-time job.
Yeah, at least give him an interview.
Yeah, he'll definitely get an interview. But
smoke and mirrors, baby.
But yeah,
you better go to San Francisco, man.
That would be a great hire. Sam Cassell. That'd be a great hire.
I would love Sam Cassell to get the job.
Listen, what about Juwan Howard? He's loose now.
I heard that they're interested in him too. I heard they're interested in him. I heard about that.
That would not be bad.
I think that'd be all right. I like Juwan too.
Yeah. Jerry Stackhouse, not bad either. Jerry Stackhouse could be an option.
Yeah. I don't know if he likes this anymore though.
No, I wouldn't come back if I was him.
He had a couple of years.
Who, Jerry or Juwan?
Jerry.
They let Rip Hamilton go at the time where he was peaking.
I know.
With Jerry man. That was all MJ, bro. Like,
I'm going to say it's Jordan.
That's PTSD.
I know. I'm just saying he got some ties.
Is he at Vanderbilt, right?
He got fired. He was at Vandy.
Him and Juwan Howard got fired.
Took that team to the Final Four not too long ago. I feel like that's a whole different.
Juwan might be a good look. Juwan loves the city too.
That
might be a good look. But
it'll be a good look, man.
Staying in the Eastern Conference, as we talk about the Wizards, our guy, we like Kobe White on this show. He finally did his thing the other night. Yeah. Finally, on the big stage, too, I was happy to see him. He's a Carolina dude. That's who I rooted for as a kid. But anyway, what's your take on their matchup tonight against the Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat in Miami? Because the Heat play well. They so well coached. Spoelstra is one of the best coaches in the league. So I don't think it's a shoe-in just because Jimmy Butler's out that the Bulls are going to advance to the playoffs. What do you think?
No, I think Heat's winning this game. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think 1,000% Heat is winning this game. Coach Spo is not letting these boys lose this game at home, especially. Mm-hmm. He knows how to game plan, and then they're pissed off that they lost that game because it was a double loss. He lost the game and he lost Jimmy. So there's a lot of stuff happening there. But I think they want to play Boston because I think they're comfortable playing Boston. And I think Boston is – if there's one good matchup for Boston, it's Miami because Miami matches up with them very, very well. They don't have to worry about the Boston Celtics being too big for them or too overmatching them because they match their size. The Boston Celtics, other than Porzingis, they are a smaller team. Cornette is not going to play that many minutes, but they are a smaller team other than the wings. You know, their wings – everybody, their wings from 6'8 to 6'4 pretty much. But in terms of the middle, in terms of the paint presence, another team has the ability to dominate them in the paint if they are really strategic, and that's the game plan to really make sure they get in play. So I know Miami is always going to exploit any of the disadvantages that the Celtics have. But the Heat are definitely winning tonight. I don't think there's any question, in my opinion. I know Jimmy Butler's missing, but it doesn't matter. That team, they get contributions from everywhere, and they're definitely winning tonight.
Guaranteed. Charles Barkley, exactly. Guaranteed.
I'm a guarantee on it. I'm going to put some wages on that, too. I guarantee it.
Hey, no, that's your YouTube short right there. I guarantee it.
Okay, there you go. I'll use that one. You're thinking ahead, bro. Appreciate it. So you know what? That's cool. I'm glad you you kind of skipped ahead for me. That's a good thing. So I'll just go to that question. So the Celtics, do you feel like the only team on the Eastern – because a lot of people are thinking that the Celtics – have an easy ride, an easy enough ride to the NBA Finals, right? Because they've been that dominant too. Do you feel like the only team that can pretty much match up well against them or give them a scare would be the Miami Heat? Would that be the only team?
Not the only team, but they're one of the teams. I'm saying in my show that's going to come out today too. Yeah. Or tomorrow.
Don't give out too much information because keep that.
Yeah. Show. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I was just going to say that I don't think the Celtics are unbeatable. I don't. Gotcha. They're not an unbeatable team. They can be beaten in this. First of all, I don't think any team is unbeatable in this entire playoffs.
Gotcha.
I think every team has their strengths. Every team has their weaknesses. So depending on the matchup, it's going to be tough, especially a team in the Eastern Conference, because you have to play excellent defensively, but then most importantly, you have to be exceptional offensively to beat them because they can't score with the best of them also as well. So, but Boston Celtics, they have a tendency to beat themselves at times because we know they are a very perimeter-oriented team. And the problem with that is they take too many jump shots. Everybody knows they lead the league in three-pointers, lead in the 10th or whatever it is. But they get very jump shot happy. And that's the one thing I always get upset with Jason Tatum about is that he really takes too many jump shots at times. He really stops driving to the basket and takes a lot of jump shots. Maybe he doesn't want the contact. Maybe he wants to go to the line. I don't know. But they fall in love with the jumpers. Him, Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday sometimes can be a no-show on offense. Porzingis, if his three ball is not hitting, then, sometimes he has a tendency to fade away in the offense. And, Derek White can bring it, but he's a role player. You know what I mean? So, but Jason Tatum needs to be aggressive from jump to me in this playoffs because this is his playoffs to really shine. And, I think he might be the best player in the playoffs in this entire run. I would like him to be. And I think he has great potential to be the best player in the playoffs because he's got to have that really focus and that straight mentality. I don't want to see no laughing and joking out of Jason Tatum. This is his time. It's his playoff run. I don't think he's going to win the MVP anymore because the narrative has gone another way. So because of that, make sure he's putting foot on next in this playoffs from game one, in my opinion. So I think the Celtics can be beat in the series, but I don't think they will be beat in the series, especially in the East.
This is a real one. This is not that because I like Jason Tatum's game. I like Jason Tatum's game, but I think some people just have that mentality and some people don't. Do you think he has that mentality to do what you're saying to put his foot on folks' necks? Because I feel like he has the game to definitely do it, the skill set to definitely do it. He's a mismatch type of player because of his height, his skill set, but at times it feels like I'm just use the term because everybody uses it nowadays. That Mamba mentality is not a thing that I see in him.
The issue that I have with JT, even though everybody knows he's one of my favorite players in the league and shit, but his attitude, or maybe when he plays ultra aggressive. It's situational.
Yes. In my opinion. Okay.
And I think that's the problem. Like, he picks and chooses when he wants to be a little bit more aggressive, depending on the opponent. Like, when he plays, like when he's playing the Heat, he's locked in a lot of that because it's a very intense game. They know each other well. Him and Bam have their little, you know, rivalry going on. Yeah. When he plays other certain, like when he plays the Bucks, when he plays Giannis, JT comes to play every time they play against the Bucks.
It's true.
Seems like that. But he does have a tendency to have his aggressiveness become situational. And I think that's just, I agree with him. The game does come a little too easy to Tatum. Mm-hmm. So he does have the aggression. It's just situational when he chooses to use it. And I think sometimes his problem is he tries to ease into the game too much. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, I think he's just trying to appease his teammates, in my opinion. I think he's trying to appease his teammates and not be too aggressive because I'm not trying to, you know, ruffle any feathers too much. But sometimes in order to be that guy, you got to ruffle a lot of the feathers around you. And I think that's what he, that's his next step to do that. And hopefully he could do it this year. We'll see.
Well, you mean teammates, you mean Jaylen Brown.
Exactly. You
it's,
know.
It's only one person. It's not.
It's only one person. Only one guy. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, Jaylen Brown low-key is more, a little bit more alpha.
Yeah, he is. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, so I don't think you have that problem with Jaylen Brown. Like, Jaylen Brown is like, he's always on attack mode. That's just what he is. He's always on attack mode. But he doesn't have like the skills, and he's skilled. I'm not knocking Jaylen Brown. I'm not saying he's not skilled, but he's not as skilled as Jason Tatum. But he has more of an, he has more of that attitude though, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I feel like they're like, they both want what each other has in a way.
Well, that's why they should be able to complement each other well. But, you know, but hey, you know, there's a lot of egos that's involved.
Yeah, in play,
and you know, there's a lot of things that are not said, some things that are not seen to the naked eye from everybody. But, you know, there's always an undertone, like, you know, I'm sure in practice they go at it. And let me tell you this, I don't think Jaylen Brown thinks that Jason Tatum is better than him. You know, in his mind, he doesn't think that. We think that, but Jaylen Brown doesn't think Jason Tatum is better than him. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to show y'all. Mm-hmm. You know, both of them got the check. Both of them got the max. So it's really on about who's going to perform the best. You know, I feel like they're always in silent competition with each other.
Oh,
which
can
be a good thing. Which can be a good thing, but you know, it could also be a bad thing as well.
Oh, I think it's obvious. I think you could see it if you watch games, you can kind of see it. Especially when I think Jay, and that's why it's wild because I like Jaylen Brown a lot. Like I preferred him over Tatum for a while. But also, what I would say is I think the competition is more on Jaylen Brown's side than Jason Tatum. That I think Jason Tatum doesn't sweat it as much as Jaylen Brown. You know what I mean? Also, Todd said that's why I said Boston is going to have to split those two. I don't want them to.
Tatum is okay with deferring. Tatum is okay with deferring.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he presses it like
they both have taken game-winning shots or game, you know, game-tying attempts, stuff like that. Jaylen Brown, he has that mentality, man. No doubt. I like him.
Yeah, man.
That's the only thing, like, so that's the only thing. But I like both of them, though. I want them to stay together. Cause I think they have a good relationship, you know, in terms of.
Yeah, they do. They're boys. They're boys.
Somebody talking about the Magic and Five. See. That you know what, we're gonna get there.
Yeah, let's get to that series, man.
Let's look at a bunch of the first round series, the whole playoff picture in general. So you want to talk about the Magic series? Let's go right to it. So that's a series I feel like no one's really talking about. Maybe because it's Cleveland against Orlando.
They don't watch them all, that's why.
You know what I mean? But yeah, let's go Magic, my man.
I appreciate the nickname, by the way. You know, it's been a while. It's better than Trae Young, I guess, at this point in my life.
Use your old school nickname. They use your old school nickname. That's hilarious. So hey,
shout out to y'all, man. Thanks for checking in, baby. Let's go.
Hey, so I'm start. Hey, so just I met the Magic versus the Cavs series. First off, how dope is it to have the Magic in the postseason, you know, with the budding superstar in Pablo?
Paolo Banchero. My God, man, I think he's one of the best players in the league. He doesn't get enough shine in the league. You know, I'm one of the dudes, people who listen to me or interact with me on Twitter, they know I've been, you know, screaming Paolo Banchero all year.
Yeah.
You know, he's I called him the top five player in the East. I know people was arguing me with that, but I agree. I think he's the top five player in the East. But I think this is going to be an important series to him. For the Magic to win this series, Paolo Banchero has to be the best player on the floor. Has to be the best player on the floor for both teams. That means he has to be better than Donovan Mitchell, obviously. He may not have to outscore him, but be a better, at least all-around player than Donovan Mitchell in this series. He's going to have to score at least 25 in order for the Magic to win this series. And I think he could do it, man. This is going to be a series of defensive mentalities because both of these two teams, two top five defensive teams in the league. Both of them are, I think, top two or top three in the league and opponents scoring in the paint. So both of them are going to try to prevent each other from scoring in the paint. And both teams specialize in scoring in the paint. So it's going to be a very defensive-minded matchup. And, like, you know, it's not sexy names or sexy stars all over the place in the series. That's why they're going to be bumped to NBA TV. But I think it's going to be a real good tactical series. And I like Paolo, man. I like Paolo. I think it's going to be a good, solid series. And to me, I got the Magic in this series, brother. I'm going to go six.
Okay.
Magic is six.
I think I like the Magic squad, man. I like Wagner. We always root for Markel over here. We're gonna always root for him. I'm glad he gets, if he's healthy enough, he gets an opportunity to showcase, you know, what or how Orlando has used him. Because I feel like I've seen him play the Wizards, and I've been impressed of how he plays with Orlando and whatnot because he feels comfortable. So I've been like you, but like, I mean, Paolo is like that, you know what I mean? So everybody knows that.
Streets are sleeping. Paolo.
He's a mismatch problem because he plays big. When he goes downhill, he's got midi. He's got so much in his game and in his bag. So he's just, to me, he's a problem. He's a serious problem. He's a guy that I think that it's going to be, like, this playoff series is going to be, these playoffs and that series definitely will be good to showcase the world of his ability.
Taj asks, is Darius Garland healthy?
Yeah, he's semi-healthy. He's
a problem.
But they do have Jalen Suggs to guard him. Like, he's supposed to be one of the better defensive guards in the league. Mm-hmm. They were saying he is he might be making one of the all defensive teams. I don't think he's gonna make the first, but maybe the second. But it's his job to slow down Darius Garland. So we're gonna see. And I think Jonathan Isaac is gonna play a factor in the series too.
Oh yeah.
I think they're gonna roll him out a little bit. They got some defenders on that Magic team. And most importantly, they're a big team. The team is big.
They're a big team. What do you think about their rotations, though? Their guard rotations, it's like one game.
Oh, my God, Cole Anthony. They got so many different
guards. Cole Anthony,
25 minutes. Next game, he plays for 10. Plays for 4 minutes. Then he's playing for 30. I don't know what Mosley's rotation is going to look like for the playoffs. That's my only issue is, okay, is he going to come to like a nine-man rotation? Or what is he going to – because Isaac's got to be in that, like you said.
Yeah, it's going to be situational. I think there's going to be whoever's playing best at the time because they're going pretty much to a three-guard rotation. It's going to be Cole Anthony, Jalen Suggs, and Markel Fultz. Actually, four-guard and Gary Harris,
Anthony Black,
too.
Right? Oh.
They play Black?
He's going to play.
I don't think he's going to play. He's playing early.
I don't think he will. Yeah, I don't think he will. Gary Harris. Gary Harris is the other guard.
Gary Harris is in it, too. Oh, yeah, he got Gary. Yeah.
He's in that rotation, too.
There's a lot of guys that they can go with tall guys. And I think Jamal Mosley, he's an underrated coach. He was my coach of the year. Mm. I know they had the OKC coaches, the coach of the year. He already won, but I say them episode that just dropped. Jamal Mosley was my coach of the year. They were a laughing stock of the league the past 2 years. They were starting to come up last year, but they weren't taken seriously. This year, they really solidified themselves as a top three defensive team. And it showed. Look at that. They had a whole playoff berth. And they could have had an opportunity to be the 2 seed if they would have beat the Bucks in that last game. So they've been playing well all year, man. You got to give the Magic some credit. They just slept on right now. I'm not a big Cleveland guy. So
I'm not either. Don't get me twisted. I'm not either. Yeah. Tasha, I like Isaac, but Allen and Mobley are solid.
Those are
solid bigs, man. I like Mobley's game a lot.
It's going to be a tough scoring series, man.
Yeah. You're making an old school 80s basketball game, 90s basketball game for real. It may be tough to score. especially, you know, the 7-game series. Defenses tend to know what you're doing anyway.
Dude, they like the Magic too.
Yeah,
my man B like the Magic. I don't know about 5 games though, but it depends on what really, Cavs team kind
of
play.
Smoke and Sports says I really don't trust any of these coaches in this series.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. JB Bickerstaff. I don't trust JB Bickerstaff. You know, listen. First of all, let's be real. We cannot trust the Cavs anymore after that shit that Jared Allen said last year. The lights were too bright. The lights were too bright, son. Too bright. With them Cavs, man. Fuck them Cavs, man. I don't want to hear that. I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he said that shit. That maybe the lights were too bright.
Young boy, man. Young boy,
man.
Bro.
Get him up out of here, yo, Magic. I need the Magic in the second round.
Nice. Hey, Tuss, dude. I don't think the Magic should win, but people are sleeping on that Cavs roster.
Well, the Cavs got home court. I don't think nobody's sleeping on them. They got home court. And they got the most known player in the series, which is Donovan Mitchell. They got the star in the series technically, so they're the favorites.
They are, yeah. I think people are assuming.
I don't agree with them being favorites for real. I think it's even. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's very even.
I don't think this is the series to like really saying, but, well, this team is so much better than the other.
This is where he could step up, because Markel went number one in that draft. Donovan Mitchell went later, but Donovan Mitchell, like you said, is the most notable player. So I feel like that should be his edge right there. If you got to find that Jordan, LeBradford, Smith, you know, who I'm locking on, that's what I'm doing if I'm him. Yeah. I'm coming out high.
So we're closing down on this show, but real. So I'm gonna ask you a couple questions, and then we'll have you out. So first, in the first round, give me your in the first round. Give me a team that's on upset alert. Now for you right here. Just look at it.
Who I think is gonna be upset, or who's gonna do the upsetting?
Who you think is gonna be upset? Upset. Who you think is gonna be upset? Which team in the first round? Which matchup?
Oh, in the first round.
Only in the first round.
In the East?
East or West? Go ahead. I'll let you choose. That everybody gonna be like, wow.
I know. Because each one of them, listen, I hate to say this. I know
people say Phoenix. People,
nah, I'm not, you know, they up there though. They up there. One team that I will say that people might get mad at me, but I think that has upset potential. I think the 76ers are gonna beat the Knicks, man. I think they might beat the Knicks.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I know Joel Embiid is not healthy right now, but the 76ers. They are a solid team from top to bottom. They do have a lot of complementary pieces that really help out Joel Embiid. And I think because the New York Knicks, they are dealing with injuries on their own. Julius Randle is not there, even though I feel like they play a little bit faster. They play a little bit more complete without Julius Randle. Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out, like what I said in my episode, who is the guaranteed, the definitive second scorer for the Knicks in a series? I'm on the regular season. It's all different in a series. To me, it may have to be Dante DiVincenzo. It may have to be. He's been balling. He may have to be their second leading scorer.
Hey, Brandon,
can you rely on that? I don't know. Lakers over Nuggets.
And he put 6 at that. That just ruined your credibility with that whole Magic pick, bro. Because even if the Lakers were to upset, the Nuggets wouldn't be in 6. I feel like they would have. That would take 7.
Well, that means it will be in LA. That's why it would be 6. That means last game they will.
Yeah. I don't know though. If D'Lo comes to play, then Lakers are tough to me. D'Lo.
The Lakers they have to win. They have to win one of these first 2 games to me. They have to win.
Agreed.
One of them shits in Denver. They gotta win.
Yeah, agreed.
Have to. Game 1 will be nice.
Let's go, Rui. I would love for Rui to advance. I want to see Rui get a title. You know, all these ex-Wizards, man. I'm rooting for
all about these Wizards guys. Oh, man. I like Rui.
Yeah, all right, man. So out of these, another question for you. So out of these, you know, out of these young gunners, right, we're looking at Anthony Edwards, which two Todd just mentioned. You got Halliburton. Shea.
Yeah, SJG.
Apollo is another one. Which out of these young players do you feel like
will show up?
show out and also expand their brand and expand their name in this.
He said Paolo kinda.
I think Paolo will, but it won't. He won't get enough pub because it won't be on TV as much. So I don't think it's gonna. If they get to the second round and play the Celtics, I think it will.
Okay,
but in the first round, I'm gonna have to go SGA. I think SGA is gonna up his stock a little bit more, even though he's already popular right now. Yeah. I think he's gonna up his stock because if you think about it, if the Kings do advance. Even though the Kings are going to be AFC, their games are always rocking. If you look at a lot of Kings games, their games are always very intense. Their crowd is always on point. And I think that's going to be like a pleasant surprise that people are going to end up watching, like casual fans are going to end up watching that Thunder and Kings series. I'm going to just fast forward. If that is a series, I think that will really help out SGA's his stardom in that league, in the league, because I think he's going to show out if it's the Kings. I think he's going to abuse either the Pelicans or the Kings. But I think that's going to be a great series. And Edwards, and I think it's going to be very important in this series also as well. Obviously, he's the best player on the team. But I think his superstardom is going to rise also as well, because a lot of people are going to be paying attention to that series. And especially if Anthony Edwards can knock out the Suns, it's going to go crazy for his brand. I think it's going to be crazy because the narrative is, remember last time Jason Tatum, his stardom began to rise or continue to rise when he knocked out KD in the Nets. Remember that. He got all the publicity for that. He got all the love
That's
for that.
True. So he did.
Anthony Edwards is going to get all the love if they do end up knocking out Phoenix.
I think they ready to put a rocket on him, man.
Anthony Edwards is like John Morant to me. John Morant could lose. And his stock still was rising because he's just that exciting to watch. Anthony Edwards hitting his head on the backboard blocking shots. Like he's excited. He said earlier, if I don't know if y'all saw it, he said, I'm going to be the best player in the league, the face of the league in 2 to 3 years. And somebody hit me up immediately like, nah, that's Wimby. It can't be Anthony Edwards. I'm like, bro, if you look at his highlights, man, now if Wimby gains weight or, you know, puts on some muscle, he's going to be scary. His height, the way he can shoot, the way he moves. But I think right now, Anthony Edwards, who MJ said, that's the closest thing to me right now. He might have a chance too.
Yep, I agree.
All right, so this is my last one before I let you go. So let's go right to it, man. Like, give me your predictions. NBA Finals, who's going to the finals, and also who's going to win it all?
Damn, y'all brothers put me on the spot, man.
Yeah, bro, look, man.
I ain't gonna lie, this playoffs is very situational, very matchup oriented. I'm not gonna lie. So I feel like it could change, honestly, by the day. But I mean, that's a good question right there. Beal, I mean, they're trying to make Beal the leader, but he shouldn't be. It should be Devin Booker. It's supposed to be that leader. But right now, I've been talking about it. He's still in that little bro role when he needs to evolve out of that. And I think that's the issue with the Suns. No accountability on that team. No vocal leader. Finals. Damn, this one is tough. In the East, though, I'm going Celtics.
Okay, yeah, I think it's Celtics.
In the West, though,
that's tough. The West is tough.
I don't know because because it's crazy. I feel like saying the Nuggets is like a cop out, and I don't really even believe the Nuggets is going to fully get there. But they are the most complete team. But then again, I think the Lakers have a good chance of beating them in this series. So, and then again, I like the Suns, but I feel like they could really lose in this series against the T-Wolves. Too many people are picking them like it's too easy for them, and I don't think that's an easy series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know, though. You picked the Magic against the Cavs. The Magic can give the Celtics hell in that second round.
They can. That's
scary. The Magic might have deep run if they get past that first round.
Mm-hmm. I can't pick anyone in the West. No, I'm not going to lie.
His GSW is gone, so he like, I ain't picking nobody.
Yeah, they ain't my squad. They ain't my squad. My boy, get him out of there. Free my boy, yo. Free my boy.
Chris Paul? Free Chris Paul? Yeah, I knew
Chris Paul should be in Washington right now, yo. Man. He should be in Washington. We got Jordan Poole. It's not fair, bro.
My man Travis said real quick. He said he has the Nuggets win it all.
Nuggets. I don't want the Nuggets to win it all. I really don't.
I know. I thought they said
Oh, Bucks, I'm bugging out. I don't want the Nuggets to win.
That was hilarious. I got hold you. That was hilarious.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Somebody else did that shit too that I heard. You know who did? Jim Jackson did the shit that I just. He said,
"Oh, did he?"
Yeah. He said the same shit. He said that. That's why I just laughed in my head. I'm like, I did the shit Jim Jackson did.
So like you put the,
I didn't know
so
if y'all put it, but I knew so y'all
put
it.
ER on that one.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, nah, man. I don't want them to win. Pretty much.
My man Emmanuel said it's a toss up. Really, anyone can win it all. You'll beware of the seventh seeds in both conferences at the same time. The Celtics are the best team in basketball. OKC and Minnesota might not have the experience to get there and win it all.
See, but the thing is, if OKC plays the Mavericks in the second round, that's also a pick-em series, bro. Yeah. OKC can beat Dallas in the series, and Dallas can beat OKC, vice versa. So I think it all matters. I think the game changes if the Lakers take out the Nuggets.
I agree.
I think it's important. Yeah, if the Lakers take out the Nuggets, I think the game changes in the West. I can't even say that shit no more without laughing.
Are you feeling like the Nuggets are that team to beat, but it's just the Nuggets aren't the most exciting team to watch? Is that what it is?
Because No. Absolutely. Okay. I think they play with the most continuity. That's why they're a tough team to take out.
Nuggets Knicks final.
Nuggets.
Nah,
Knicks.
Hey, George, you wild.
Knicks? No way.
I would love to. Hey, Jalen Brunson is that dude, but
I think he liked that.
I would like to see Dallas and Boston. That's my.
I think that'd be.
I like that.
I like that one. I like that too.
I would actually be pushing for that. That's actually would be a great final for me in my
opinion. Kyrie stepping on Lucky again.
I like that.
Going back to Boston.
Oh, he said, okay, this is better, okay. Nuggets, Celtics, okay, man. I mean, that's, okay.
Yeah. See, that's too easy, though. Nuggets, Celtics.
Yeah. Give me Caitlin Clark.
You wild. Hey, Jess, man, thanks for being on, man. Before we let you go, bro, plug your show and also plug in how can folks catch you on social media as well.
Yeah, fellas. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, everything like that. At JustBlaze_513, that's JUSBLAZE_513. Make sure you check out the show Above the Rim podcast. Shout out to y'all fellas for doing that. I appreciate that. That shit made me laugh when I said that. But shout out to you brothers. I appreciate you guys giving the invite as always. Wole, Ray, you know you my guys, man. I love coming on here and talking with you fellas. I know we always get a little crazy. Sometimes we go off the rails, but you know, anytime you feel like you need to join the show, I'm always there, man. You know, it's always a good time when I'm talking to you fellas, man. Oh, we got some good laughs out of this one.
We had a great time, bro.
We got some good laughs. I'm about to laugh when we get out of this shit, man. It's a good laugh.
I can't look at Brush the same now. When I go to Brush next time, I'm going to look at Kyle Kuzma, bro.
Oh man! All right, Justin.
We in there,
bro. I told you when you come to town, let me know. All right, bro.
Yo, most definitely, man. You know, right. I got a new son. My new son was just born, but I'm good, bro.
God is good, brother.
I appreciate it. So we probably might take a little trip down there to DC. I'm definitely gonna hit y'all brothers up on there. You know, all right, get a little brunch.
Hit him up, bro. I'm bored, man.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, brunch. We're gonna do some brunch.
We do brunch,
bro.
Brunch. All right, sounds good.
All right, just
love always. Much love, brother.
All right, man. Take these, bro. All right, my man. Just
Chocolate City is back. I don't know. Me and Just Blaze, we not quite bringing the chocolate. That's for you and Wole, time. No, we got the swirl. You know, we got the swirl thing going on, bro.
Another great show, man. Appreciate Jess for being on, man. What's your prediction, before we end the show? What's your prediction?
Well, for the finals?
Yeah, for the finals.
Man, to be real, with Boston with KP and Drew Holiday, it's theirs to lose, bro. It's theirs to lose.
I feel like it, too.
For the entertainment value, I would love to see Luka and Kyrie go up against JB. And Tatum, I don't think that's going to happen because I think Denver, they're just the best team in the league in my eyes. But Boston is a team that has played them tough in the two matchups this season. Even though Boston came up on the short end of both games, but I think Boston is theirs to lose, barring injury. You know, even Derek White plays an important role in that team. He can hit his open threes. Yeah, Porzingis. That was the biggest addition. Yeah. Although Drew Holiday defensively, he'll be a good matchup for, let's say, a Kyrie Irving, a Dame Lillard. Teams they may have to go through and see on the road to the finals. But I'm going with the C's. You know, Jason Tatum, he's somebody, he's hard to hate. People can criticize him for being inconsistent or not having that dog at times. but you can't knock the boy's talent.
I think he's so talented.
I mean, I know we love Lonzo, we love Markel, we love Donovan Mitchell, but that draft, we feel like JT.
It's him. It's him. It is. It's just a fact. It's a fact. He's just so talented.
Dujane, you go with the Celtics. Let's go. Me and Dujane was on the same page with WWE. My man, hey, we lost that Walter match, though. My man, Sami Zayn beat him, bro.
And I think everybody was wrong about that one. Anyway, my bad. I was wrong about that one, too.
I was like, ain't no way Gunther losing no Sami Zayn, bro.
Yeah, man.
Look what happened, man.
It happens, man.
Hey, let Cody finish the story.
I mean, the
Celtics got to finish the story, Wole.
I'm trying to think about my favorites. Like my favorite to win it all. Like the Celtics are getting to the finals. The Celtics are getting to the finals. In the West, I mean, my fandom wants to say the Lakers, but that's a lie.
That'd be great, bro.
But I'd be lying to myself if I said that. Like that's I truly, you know, my back. All right, so I'm rooting for that to happen. Like Lakers, Celtics, I'm rooting for that to happen. But if I have to be totally honest about like just watching each, dang, it's gonna be real easy, dog. Like it's so basic, just like Jess said. But Celtics Nuggets, that's like what I see. That's what I envision. But also my low key team would be the Mavs though. They'd be my low key team. I think the Mavs can get to the finals.
That's your dark horse because they're better hope. Defensively. I think Taj, yeah. Is that you that pointed out? Or
I think they would be
how they've added pieces to be better on defense. And it's I like J Kidd's coach.
And I would want to say Phoenix, but something about I don't trust Vogel, so I don't trust Frank Vogel.
I don't know if Phoenix, from a health standpoint, can get all the way to the finals. Mm-hmm. That's what worries me about the Sixers because, you know, with Tyrese Maxey and Embiid, Tobias Harris, they're a hard team to defeat or a hard team to eliminate. But are they going to be healthy enough? Same thing with the Clippers. Are they going to be healthy?
Yeah.
You got to factor that in. And that's one thing that LeBron has done consistently, which makes him just – this amazing player, his durability over all these years. So it will be a great storyline for the NBA for LeBron to get there and, you know, face off against the Celtics. That would be great for the league. But Celtics-Mavs, that's what I'm rooting for. I think from a TV ratings perspective, entertainment value, Jason Tatum versus Luka, it'll be perfect. And Kyrie going back to Boston again.
Oh, my God. The storyline.
It works for me. It really does. Yeah.
I will say that the underlying or – I mean, not underline, but the key thing coming out of this year's playoffs, is that you got a lot of new young blood, which I think like the next generation of ballers in the NBA that they're getting an opportunity to showcase their talents. You got Paolo, you got Halliburton. We didn't really talk about Halliburton enough, but Halliburton in terms of what he's
that's my guy right there.
You got Anthony Edwards. You know, last year he made it, but this year is different because his team is the second best team in the Western Conference.
SGA.
SGA, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's so many guys now. You can say, like, even on his own team, Holmgren, yeah,
Chet,
Chet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a young dude that people want to see. There are so many young players in this playoffs that have the opportunity to showcase their talents. And then hopefully next year we get Wembley in here. So it's
Wemby
mm-hmm. up here. So it's just like. It's now it's like you can see close to a changing of the guard and all. I mean, and Jason Tatum is still very young, so he's part of that. You know what I mean? So
that's kind of my point, bro. I think if LeBron is going to pass the torch, so to speak, it's Jason Tatum or Luka that can carry that mantle.
Yeah.
Although Luka again is not
and Luka's still young too. Luka's he's like 25.
Yeah, I mean, these are young guys, but you mentioned some gunners that. Are going to be tough to get out. I'll throw De'Aaron Fox in there. I think De'Aaron Fox.
Yes, all right, De'Aaron Fox. Yeah, I'll throw, you're right,
there. A lot of good players. I'm just saying, you know, I like De'Aaron Fox a lot.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool that you mentioned this because Golden State is, they're out.
There's no Steph Curry
in these playoffs.
Yeah, there's no Steph Curry.
There's still intrigue around the young stars. But in terms of being the face and carrying the NBA as a business, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's got to be one of these guys. Luka worldwide is big. He's huge.
Yeah, he's huge worldwide.
And that's what you want. You want somebody who internationally can be on that stage that can get your ratings up because that's what's going on in the women's game right now, which is awesome. It's just the NBA, even I want to say college basketball on the men's side, it took a back seat because of the star power on the women's side. So you got to have star power. No doubt.
They definitely did. Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting playoffs. This weekend's going to be dope. Tonight's games are going to be, I'm sure, going to have a lot of intensity in tonight's game. It has the NCAA vibe to it, I guess. That's what they were trying to get. You won and done. You win and you get in. You lose and you're out.
I'm thinking about the path that they could take because they don't fear Boston. So if they get past
it's gonna be hard. It's a hard one. I mean, they may not fear Boston, but that's still a hard one to take.
Remember, Jess was talking about how you match up size-wise well.
They do match up size-wise. They do.
They match up, and they might be a little bit bigger in terms of their guard. So,
yeah, they are. They are bigger. There's no might. They are bigger because White is what? He looks small, but is he like 6 foot? Is White what? And Drew is, but Drew's a big guard. Drew is a big guard. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be
we'll
a tough
see.
One.
I guess once the first round wraps up, then we'll start to look like what the path looks like. But I'm not saying the Magic are going to beat the Celtics, but
you're saying you're making them work. I know. Excuse me.
I think they will push the Celtics extremely hard, and that's going to be probably the toughest one for them. Kind of like the Hawks were for the Paul Pierce KG Celtics. That team was great with Ray Allen, but for whatever reason, the Hawks gave them fits, and it took them 7 games to get them out of there.
True. I'm not not overly excited about these postseason.
Either, man. To be honest, but, that's why I asked you that.
Yeah, I'm not overly excited. To be honest with you, I don't know what it is. Like, I was like, the playing tournament starting, and then I was like, oh, the playoffs are right around the corner. Oh, the season's almost over. I was on different levels, dog, to approaching this time. But we're here, so we'll see. But I'm like you though. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's the parity or like this season hasn't. This season hasn't been that exciting to me. And there were some cool things that happened this season, like Dame going to Milwaukee. I don't know why. I can't call it, to be honest with you. I mean, you had Wemby. Everybody wanted to see Wemby. We saw Wemby. I don't know, bro. But hopefully it becomes an exciting postseason where there's a lot of like tight, close games. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But this has been a great show. But before we end this show, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Just search The Urban Sports Scene. Also follow us on X at Urban Sports Scene, IG at Urban Sports Scene, and like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Make sure you subscribe to the Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel as well. If you want to check out our website, just go to www.urbansportsscene.com. Anyway, we appreciate you all for tuning in. We did good numbers today, right? I ain't gonna hold you. We did really good numbers.
Yeah, considering we came on early and people checked in midday. I love it, man.
So we do appreciate, definitely, man. We do appreciate y'all. Anyway, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces, we out.